Welcome to Hot Breath Comedy Fam. On Monday, May 13th, I am teaching a clean comedy workshop. The last four I have taught sold out very quickly. So if you want to learn about clean comedy, the business side, where the line is, how to write clean comedy, go to the link in the description of this episode and we'll see you there.
Yo, yo, Hot Breathiverse. Happy week. I hope you're having a good one out there, out on that comedy grind. If you can't tell, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, so I have not been out and about as I usually am. This episode is just a good insight into more of the writing process and such. You know, I not only enjoy doing this podcast, but I teach a stand-up class, and I also will do one-on-one sessions with comics. So, I usually do like a write 10 in the middle of the week, but my voice is not really filling up to it. So in lieu of that, I decided to post this one-on-one writing session I did with Coy Sutley. I did a giveaway last year to actually give away one of these writing sessions, and he won it right here in Atlanta. So we met up before my show I used to host before the venue burned down. And no, I didn't burn it down for all the people that have asked me that. It's on the record now. But we sit down for about an hour and just go over his material and really look for ways to punch it up. And I hope if anything you learned from this is that the creative process is a lot of trial and error. You know, sometimes you got to cross the line to find it. You know, there's in my experience, in my theory, in brainstorming, which is a lot of what you do to generate jokes, is, you know, just follow your instincts, follow your impulse. Where does your impulse take you? And this is something you can do with me or with some of your comedy friends as well. You know, you guys can meet up and bounce around ideas of your own material, you know. So if you find it helpful, please let me know. But, you know, comedy writing is not easy. And sometimes getting a second opinion and a second point of view on your jokes can really help to bring new life into them. But I do just say, if you do this with, you know, me or someone else, just throw out all the ideas in your head. You never know what will spark the next fresh idea. So just get it all out of your head and you'll start to pick up the pieces. So I hope you enjoy this. This is the first of a kind episode we've posted like this. If you want to hear more of them, let me know. I still would like to do a live Q&A of the video I've posted where I was, Faison Love was at a comedy club and he didn't show up. So then they threw me on after they announced that Faison Love wasn't going to be there, after the audience had been there for 2 hours. And I ended up getting my first standing ovation, which was just mind blowing. So people were wanting a Q&A. If you still want that, I'm happy to do it. I don't know if my voice is up to it right now or not, but if you asketh, you shall receiveth. So all that being said, enjoy this writing session. I hope it inspires you to team up with other people and write new jokes or just inspire you, however it does. So all that being said, enjoy this writing session with the one, the only, Coy Sutley.
Sorry, I just started recording. Nice. 20 minutes in. But,
professional.
Yes. But an example I have of that is, like, I've been working out this trailer bit, and I've been comparing, like, tiny houses to trailers, and how trailers are, or tiny houses are just trailers.
You said it the other night, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been working that out, and the joke is evolving, and the game of it is evolving into just, like, tiny houses are using all these fancy words, like, they call it a tiny house festival, and I was like, no, it's a trailer park.
Yeah.
So, like, just silly stuff like that. So the more examples of that you can find, just the more punchlines this thing's gonna have.
Balsamic reduction. That's just like heated wine, right?
Yeah.
Or wine that's been stirred a little.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's like vinegar. I'll try to think of some stuff.
I like. Now the joke has a premise. Mm-hmm. Now it has like a specific direction you can start to just plug jokes into. Because I even liked, you're at this fancy restaurant, and you're like, I just want some cheese sticks. Yeah. So, like, in my head, I was trying to think of what would be a fancy terminology for for cheese sticks.
Some mozzarella scones.
Yeah, mozzarella scones. I like that. You're like, no, that's deep fried cheese. No, it's just deep fried cheese. All right. Oh, I love that. Yeah, just fancy names for regular stuff. I even love the jerky board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got that one.
Charcuterie
board.
Yeah, I would be interested to hear. And are you gonna, you're staying around, you're gonna perform tonight too? Okay, dope. Just want to make sure.
If you got room for now.
Please, of course. That's why I like to do this before the show, because then you can immediately exercise what you practice here.
Trying to get it out.
Yeah. Are there any other, with that restaurant, because I mean, I've been there before, mm-hmm. but are there any other examples of things that stuck out to you that you could then twist?
I want to describe it like we were in a dark corner, it was candle lit, but I feel like I could tie that into like the Yelp review idea. I mean, like, reviewed on Yelp is the nicest dark closet you'll eat in this week or something mm-hmm. like that.
It's almost like a hipster.
Yeah, it's very hipster.
It's like a hipster, yeah.
The type of place they serve you water out of an old liquor bottle.
Right.
But you know that's just tap water.
It's tap water.
That they've had in the fridge for a while. Like, touche, you made this water colder.
They do that. And then they also make you feel dumb that, and you know what? I'll actually send you this recording too, so you can use it as a reference.
Cool.
If you want to listen back on it. I was just thinking because a lot of times ideas will just like just word vomit.
Yes, notes on the phone.
So it'll be, it's almost because those are the kind of restaurants that'll also try to like upsell you water. Do mm-hmm. they do that there, where they give you like the tap? Or do you want what is it? Do you want still or spring water? Is something places will use, and they make you feel bad for just wanting water.
When you said still, it just made me think, yeah, I want my water to be still in my glass.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Neat. Yeah, I'll have water on the rocks, please. They do give it to you in that old jug. What did you call it? What did you call it?
An old liquor bottle.
An old liquor bottle. I like that. Or maybe even liquor jug. I don't know, I was just thinking of word choice. But that's hilarious.
Like washed, cleaned out liquor bottles, washed liquor, or just...
Yeah, I like old liquor bottle. See how that hits. Because that's usually when you adjust jokes is like, okay, it works on this. It works. How can I make it funnier? And that's usually by word choice.
You know it's just tap water, but they put it in the fridge for an hour.
It's refrigerated tap water. They do. That is so absurd.
My water's always cold. It's like so refreshing. Where do they get all these?
The big leagues. Like your girlfriend's like, oh, he pulled out all the stops tonight. Oh.
Want the water, dude?
Yeah, the water, lighting. Were there any other dishes or anything? Or even like
we had a cheese board.
A cheese board?
Yeah, like that's the height of, that's what you look forward to as a kid, like someday be able to order a cheese board.
Right, as an adult. And then they bring you all these weird ones, like manchego, and you're like, do you have any string?
Yeah, do you have any string cheese?
Do you have any string cheese?
Is there a Velveeta in the house?
A Velveeta, but block?
I enjoy the grit of value.
Yeah, I like that. Because then it plays, because we're given the perspective of the restaurant and what they're doing, and then how you're reacting to it is almost like another dimension to the joke. As we talk about bringing in points of view of jokes is how you expand them.
Can I use that string?
Yeah. Because what would they call string cheese?
Roped cheese.
Rope? Do you say rope or rope?
Roped cheese.
Roped cheese.
This cheese was twined, hand twined.
Hand twined. In the Swiss Alps. Or no, it'd all be local, right? It'd be all like artisanal. Hand twined in the alley out back. Because that is, those cheese boards, they'll be like all these fancy names.
Brie Manchego, yes.
Brie the Manchego and Alvaro.
Manchego, see, I even forgot how to pronounce it.
I like Velveeta string. Is there Whiz?
Any Whiz?
Any Whiz?
Whiz?
Oh, that's great, because it almost becomes a fish out of water situation where you are like this Cracker Barrel dude in this fancy restaurant.
See, I'm used to going Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, yeah. Because what it could eventually tie into is like Cracker, you could almost tie this into your Cracker Barrel idea.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not sure how much I love this Cracker Barrel bit. I was practicing these at home before I came, and I said the cigarettes gave me cancer joke out loud. And I was like, man, that's not funny.
Oh, I like the premise of it, though.
So did I.
Because it's like Gabe, I was trying to think of, that seemed like a good example of a way to create an analogy. Because it's like, why do people say cigarettes gave me cancer, tanning bed gave me cancer, junk food gave me cancer? It's almost, it's like saying junk food gave me cancer is like saying that hooker gave me AIDS or something. Yeah. That's clearly not the example at all.
No, I like it. Let's go darker. Let's go darker.
But it's just heightening that. Because I liked the basic premise, because it's a play on like specific words. Yeah. So I was trying to think of like Sally Mae gave me debt.
Yeah.
Or I liked the play. I thought there'd be an analogy in there. But actually, what's funny is I emailed myself the notes, and then it's in Pages, which is on Mac, and this is a droid because I'm a savage. So it doesn't even open. So that's what Pages looks like on a droid, which is classic.
You can just tell me you didn't take any notes, man.
Oh, I totally did, man. I totally did. That's just funny. So first time I did that. So
it's like, you're busy. You're interviewing Bo Burnham. You got a lot going on, dude.
But I wanted this to be good, because I found, you know, the more you prepare ahead of time, then the better the session is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll definitely email you those notes.
Yeah.
And get it on Mac. Just savage.
I'm already digging all of this
droid
up here.
Yeah, I like... What, If you did want to jump to the cigarette one really quick,
okay.
What didn't you like about the cigarette one?
Well, it's just like, so the punchline, I just didn't feel like it had a very defined punchline. Like, it's a gift.
Oh, okay.
No, with these habits, you went and found cancer. And, like, that's supposed to, I guess, be the punchline. Mm-hmm. That's where I want the laugh to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't laugh at it. So I feel like when I was writing it, I was like, yeah, it's a good idea. And then
yeah.
I was looking for the analogy. But when I actually said it in my mic at home and, like, tried to, because I want to laugh at all my jokes.
Yeah, you want to be funny to you first, yeah. Maybe you earned cancer.
No, that's better.
That could be it. Yeah, just a simple twist.
Yeah.
That could be it, actually. Just a simple shift, because I love the premise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, and then maybe the analogy. That's like
saying something gave
something
you cancer.
Gave you. But you know, you earned that cancer, because it's not like you smoked one cigarette and got cancer. You smoked like 10,000 cigarettes. It's like you put in your 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
You earned that cancer.
Dude, that's gold.
What have you been gave me? Because it is such an excuse. It's like they're not taking responsibility for it. They're pushing it off. Oh, it's the cigarette's fault, or it's the junk food's fault. Like, no, you were there too. It's like, my wife gave me the divorce. Something. Just something it was clearly a mutual relationship that you're just trying not to take responsibility for. Gave me. I'm
trying to think of a specific example, like where it's happened in like popular culture.
Oh, for like an analogy?
Yeah. But nothing's come to mind immediately.
I mean, all I could think is that, my instinct went to like a Trump thing. But I mean,
well, that's because you're the American comedian.
Just because people are, because that's like a situation where, like, how did this happen? I was like, well, people voted, you know. So it's like, so it's like a reason of like, this is preposterous. But there's like a logic, there's like a specific explanation for how it happened.
Yeah,
you know, people voted for him. What else?
Well, the words you use when you say it's like a mutual relationship that you're not taking like your part,
mm-hmm.
So I was trying to think of relationships that have broken up. or maybe some would have been like, I think it was when J-Lo left Ben.
And right, 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 right.
Something like that, some stupid like that that people would relate to.
Kanye popped into my head. I don't know why. I like your instinct to go pop culture, though, because that'll just resonate. Exactly. It's something on the nose. And those are the kind of jokes that can evolve over time. So you may find an example of a current pop culture, and then you can just start plugging in more current things. Mm-hmm. Like, I have the joke about, like, building a wall and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It used to be, when the Ebola spreads, you'll want the password to their tunnels. And then it was... I think when ISIS shows up, you'll want the password to their tunnels. So then it just evolves to whatever is the current situation. Relevant. Yeah. So that's one that you could plug in. And that's with any pop culture reference, is that those kind of references can evolve with the joke as culture evolves.
Do you hope they build the wall so that you can make that joke a little longer? Is that the way your politics lean?
Whatever. We're all trapped, man. If they build the wall, we're all stuck. Yeah. I don't, that could be a good way I've been able to just explore examples is I'll just list a bunch. Like, on like a piece of paper, I'll just write at the top, this is like blank, and then just list like a whole page of examples. I'll do that with tags too. Like, if I'm just looking for new tags on a joke, I'll write the joke at the top of the page, and then just kind of like with free writing, how you just pretty much do like a brain dump and just list, just write without even thinking. I'll just start listing possible tags. And you know, a piece of paper has like, I think 20 or 25 lines. So out of that 20, 25, you'll find at least one that at least resonates with you that may have potential.
Yeah.
So even in exploring like a pop culture example, that may be a good way of doing that. If one doesn't just pop in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't.
But what's cool about those is you'll also start to look for those. Like, once you're like, oh, I like that joke, I need to find something else to plug into it. You'll start to...
on your mind, and you'll be like, yeah, that could work.
Because, like, you see what you're looking for. Like, you're looking to buy a Camry, and then all of a sudden you see a Camry everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like, or you buy a Camry, and then you see Camrys everywhere.
I bought a Prius last week, and now I see a Prius.
Oh,
like
Prius! Yeah. Very nice.
Gotta work on that Prius material. Yeah. So, yeah.
Congratulations, man, and thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. I got a smaller footprint now.
Yeah, congratulations. Now you can just litter. Oh, that's funny, dude. That's good. So, yeah, the same thing with that joke. It's not that really comes to mind at the moment.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah, was there anything else about that one?
The cigarettes one?
Yeah, I guess it's just finding an example. That's the one that stuck out to me. Is I just thought it was a smart angle. Because I like when you pinpoint something like the Gabe aspect. Those are always fun jokes for me. When you're actually pinpointing a specific word choice, you can then just like flip on people. I just really like that. The precise observation of that. Well, let's do... What was your, we can jump up to the Kermit one.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that one when you ran through it today?
I liked it, but I mean, I need more for it. I feel like that's not a good just standalone joke. Or maybe. I laughed at it.
You laugh? What did you laugh about that?
It's just how she feels having her hand up her ass for years. Because she's a puppet.
She's a puppet, right.
It's always the hand up her ass.
Right.
But I like playing with things on the edge. I feel like one of my favorite aspects of comedy is making jokes about things that are hard to...
Right.
You know, and it's
darkness
into funny. And so...
You know what's hilarious?
More.
It's like, I read it, and then I just like moved on. I was like, oh, I don't really get that one. But then... Yeah, she's a puppet.
And see, that's the thing. When somebody like, oh, that's a sexual assault joke, and nobody thinks about the punchline. That's why people would catch that punchline.
Yeah, especially you being this like tall white dude saying this, it may come off a certain way.
What if
it may be more intimidating?
Instead, a massive lawsuit was filed in Hollywood today. 26 Muppets say that Jim Henson assaulted them anally for years.
Oh, I think it's got to be hand up. Because then the audience is having to think too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Then they're like,
no, oh, everyone knows who Jim Henson is.
Yeah. I think the misdirect, I think it can be there, because it's very, now that I'm thinking of it from the puppet terms, because, you know, I'm looking at it under a microscope, like, how can we adjust? But now just hearing it, I'd like to see what that does, how that would react, what kind of reaction it would get, because you just never know, you know, you can get away with certain things other people can't, and vice versa.
Yeah.
You just may be too much of a intimidating white man.
First they got Louie the Mad Disease, now they got Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nothing's been proven yet, but currently the accusations are Miss Piggy felt like somebody had her hand up her ass for years.
I like how this one's worded, though, because it sets up a misdirect. Did you hear the sexual assault? Mm-hmm. And people are going to be like, who? And then the Kermit the Frog is going to be like the surprise, the misdirect, you know. And then it's all, what's the word they use? Not accusation. Allegedly.
Ah, there you go.
That may be a tag that, like, they haven't proved anything yet, but Miss Piggy...
Allegedly... Miss Piggy said someone had their hand up her ass for decades.
I was thinking you say that line, the hand up her ass, and then allegedly is the tag. So maybe the ass gets a line.
She feels like someone had their hand.
And then years. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Team Kermit.
Yeah, I don't... Team Kermit. Yeah, that one you're going to have to just see.
If I had something to drink, like, that's none of my business. But that's none of my business.
With the Kermit tea? Hilarious. That would be funny. Like, for people that got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all three people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, oh, interesting.
I'd save that one.
You're like, we may tiptoe around on that one.
What would you think of my girlfriend at sunscreen delivered to the house?
You know where my instinct went is, first off, you have the Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
So you could do your stuff on Amazon, because it's just weed, right? Is that the only example you give? So you have the example of buying weed on Amazon?
Yeah. Okay. I bought some weed on Amazon. You can get anything on Amazon. I go through the 50, you can get the butt plug.
Uh-huh.
And I do all that. And then you have the weed. So there's a couple of things I mentioned, but I want to go into a more specific, like, sentence example or, like, words.
It could be that you're like, well, this is what I buy, but then my girlfriend buys even weirder stuff.
Okay.
And then you can jump into that. That was my first instinct was, well, he has this stuff about shopping already on Amazon, so you could just tie this into that my girlfriend buys weird stuff. I didn't get, she was using...
Oh yeah, it's kind of weird. I was really stumbling when I came up with this. Until I found out she was using...
Go either way.
Yeah, she was using each on a different half of her body. So like, using the sunscreen on this side, and tan oil on this side.
Gotcha.
So she has like a white girl scar face.
Mm-hmm.
I told it to her. She thought it was hilarious.
Oh, wouldn't that be Two-Face? Oh, you're saying like the scar
Two-Face
face.
No, Two-Face. You're so right. Well, that's why you didn't get the joke. It's so bad.
Yeah, because I was thinking Scarface, and I immediately go to cocaine on that.
Yeah, right?
Like
a white girl version of Two-Face. Mm.
She looked like a villain. Night and Day. She was like Night and Day or...
So she would be red and white. Was that like the Brazilian? Red and white, like the Brazilian flag.
Red and white, like.
Just not like the Brazilian flag.
Yeah, the Brazilian flag is like green and blue, right?
I'm surprised you know that. You called me.
You know, I was thinking Japan. Yeah,
okay.
Japan, everything is.
Red and white, but then it's a circle and a.
Yeah, it's just the circle. Candy cane. Like a candy cane.
Like a fucked up candy cane.
What else does she buy on Amazon?
Oh God, everything. Don't we all?
Because it could turn into like how you gave a couple examples of what you buy on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Then you could
be like, you think I'm bad, you should see my girlfriend's shopping cart.
Yeah.
And then whatever else she goes into there, whatever else she buys.
I just, if the Too Faced doesn't hit, I just thought it was, I mean, in real life, it was just crazy fun to me. She bought sunscreen and tanning lotion. Mm-hmm. Why does she need both? Why do people feel the need to protect themselves from something they go and willingly get,
like, yeah,
later on?
There's an analogy in there.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like, so it's like buying suntan and, whatchamacallit, sunscreen and tanning lotion. Sunscreen and tanning lotion.
Like going in A and then leaving and buying some low.
That
was way too intense of an example.
Yeah, it was, you gotta go there though.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Just to find it. Buying suns, because one protects you.
I'm looking for opposites. One protects you.
Yeah, something opposite. Because like the sunscreen is there to protect you from the sun, but then the tanning lotion is there to help you absorb the sun. And, like, the sun is your friend. I was, all I can think of, it's like texting and driving. I don't even know what that means. Oh, that's like buying Bluetooth. I don't know.
Like having Bluetooth and using the aux cord at the same time.
Makes sense. Yeah. But it is something like that simple though. Mm-hmm. Just like a simple example. Like you have this good technology and you're still, mm-hmm, that's like using the cassette player. I don't know. We're circling that one. It's because sunscreen protects from the sun, tanning lotion like absorbs the sun and helps you get sun. Maybe something with social media that's like, I don't know. Does she buy anything else that is contradictory that comes to mind?
Present in the world on Amazon.
Would it be like buying cat litter for your dog? Joel. Joel. Tragic. I'm embarrassed.
I just thought about, though, no one in my life is worth me going to buy them a present. I'm just going to order them a present on Amazon and click gift option.
I'll just say ship it to them?
Yeah. It's wrapped in that brown box.
Right, right, right. Then it's just Amazon typing your name. Happy birthday, Mom!
And misspell birthday.
I like that. Nobody's worth the time.
I'll put that on my Amazon bill.
And then you just send them like a chain letter for their like you just email them a birthday card or other ways you just hack time with them so, yeah, you don't actually have to spend it with them or spend time on them.
Yeah.
Just do that with weddings. You can do that with funerals.
Oh, no, you wanted to go grab a coffee today, so I just sent you $5 in the Starbucks.
Yeah.
It showed that latte. Send you a
gift card.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. Said you wanted to meet up for a coffee, so I just sent you a gift card and a Skype account. Yeah, because we are looking to save time more than ever, even if that is with family. Because I did that for, like, my dad's birthday. I, like, mailed him a shirt.
Dude, I just did the same thing. My dad's birthday is the 13th of this month.
Yeah.
I ordered a shirt on Amazon. I sent
that. I sent it to him, too. Yeah.
And a book of dad jokes. And it was just his face. He called me. He was so ecstatic. He didn't care at all. He didn't need
it. Just, that's all. It just, like, the effort. Mm-hmm. The sentiment.
You remember?
Like, I didn't even ship it Prime. Or maybe you don't even use your Prime points or whatever. You ship it, don't you get something with Prime Pantry if you do 5-day shipping? Like,
not sure.
You always do Prime?
I've got a Prime membership that we use, but I don't do the grocery on Prime.
I think there's something with, if you do like a five, if you do the long shipping option, you get points toward, I think it's called Prime Pantry. I don't know, it's my mom's account. So, that could almost be a tag, like you sent your dad a birthday on his account.
Yeah.
Like, and his credit card is linked to it. It was all on his. All you did was take the time to order it.
Yeah.
Trying to Amazon takes like 30 seconds.
I could spend your money better than you can, Dad.
Yeah, right?
Right there.
Like nothing changes. Because like, how old are you?
28.
Been with your girlfriend 4 years. So even if you got your...
Is this an interrogation?
No, you're fine. This is all off the record, yeah. Except for the video and audio setup. I'm just exploring other...
ideas to bring up.
Yeah, just other points of view or other examples. It's like, yeah, your dad, if you like buy your girlfriend a gift. Because there are ways, because it could even somehow tie into... maybe you took her to this fancy place because there was a Groupon or something. Or your Blue Apron had expired.
Leon's is too fancy. They don't accept Groupons.
They don't, do they? Sure they don't. Up in savages.
Such a hipster bar. They don't even take cash. It's just gold bullion.
Yeah. Or Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
If Bitcoin. They only pay in Bitcoin. That's hilarious. What is a... Oh, yeah. So maybe it does become like a hipster thing. You can only pay in Bitcoin.
That's hilarious.
I like that.
The sign out front said no dog. No, they were allowed dogs. But I was gonna say the sign said no dogs on the porch, but there was a goat in the bar. Like, what's that about?
I was thinking no dogs unless they have a mustache.
Get that sign, this cat out of here. Yeah. This is garbage.
Is there like a specific hipster dog? Do they all have like a specific kind of dog? You know. Because like the hipster stereotypes are like, or beards or mustaches and flannel shirts and what, like tight jeans. I don't know. Maybe they don't have a dog type, but unless they have a mustache.
Old school photography in the NHS. So what's it, an old?
Like vintage photography.
Vintage dogs. Hipsters don't, they don't have, there's not a specific, because they all get rescues, because that's the real version of a vintage dog.
Right.
A rescue is a vintage dog.
It's like refurbished. It's a refurbished dog.
Only refurbished mutts.
That's the Bitcoin thing.
That's cool.
That's nice.
That's good stuff.
It's funny how stuff will
circle back.
Come full circle. Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't really think of an analogy. The only direction I can think, and thinking of the game of the joke for the sunscreen, just thinking of the game of it would just be, you could buy anything on Amazon, that this is what you buy, this is what your wife buys, or wife, excuse me, your girlfriend.
I'm saying,
I'm so sorry.
You know, you're not offending me.
I didn't mean
you're
to put that pressure.
You're not scaring me. I'm hearing it from all angles now. You're not even saying 4 years. I got every family member, aunt, uncle, everybody's talking about it. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. It's worth it though.
Oh no, absolutely.
It's good. Whenever you want though, whatever other people say, doesn't matter.
I'm just trying to have some coins together before
You gotta buy two rings. Just remember that.
I've learned that like a year ago. They're like, you know you need two. Yeah, exactly.
Like I learned that explaining. Like 2 weeks before my wedding.
That's crazy. Because I hear you save a bundle by buying them together as opposed to.
Oh, wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I did. I ended up getting one that matched hers, but I didn't know. Probably a bundle. That's probably they didn't tell me, so I would have to come back and just.
Oh, you had this one last time. You didn't grab this when you were here.
Tragic. Okay. It's worth it, though. So maybe if you got, like, your engagement ring on Amazon. I don't know. We won't go there. But I think the game could just be, it could go from what you buy your girlfriend or what she buys, and then maybe what you buy for your family. I don't know.
I'd love to put her in the spot and be, baby, have you seen those rings at Costco?
Hilarious.
Those Costco rings. Hey, if we can drink their vodka, the ring's got to be pretty good.
Oh, right? And then just the Cracker Barrel thing, that was just something you were just like, oh,
yeah, that was kind of a one-off. I like it, but again, barrel of crackers made me laugh, and I just kind of created the two lines in front of it to...
Or just to get to that line?
Yeah, essentially. It's just a barrel of crackers, again, talking, main joke. I would say.
Yeah, that's definitely probably been done before somewhere along the grapevine, though.
Yeah,
just playing on Cracker Barrel.
That's low hanging fruit. Yeah.
Just pretty, it's pretty on the nose.
The only thing I could think to tag to it would be talking about how Cracker Barrel's always got that old shit, like old farm equipment and pictures, and be like, you know, it was only a couple of, it was only last week they finally took those Confederate flags off the wall.
Yeah.
Took down that picture of Uncle Judd at the KKK meeting. But I couldn't, I don't think there's a lot there.
Yeah, and the thing about that one, I guess it's not really personal to you, like, as far as the dinner is personal to you, because you went there, it happened. The shopping is personal to you, like, because those are the ones you're going to get the most mileage out of, what's personally connected to you. And you can't do observational stuff like the cigarettes gave me cancer.
Well, I have cancer stuff. So that'll be mileage.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Never mind then. But you earned that.
Yeah.
But you earned that cancer.
I did smoke for 10 years. That's not going to someone.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. That's...
This is coming into my first year with
off cigarettes?
Yeah. I've had a couple of weekends, but I've done really well past like 6 months.
So you fell, like you fell off a couple times, or you had a couple?
Twice. Yeah. I had a bachelor party 2 months ago. And I ended in a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, an entire pack you had?
Not by myself. Well, mostly, yeah.
Mostly by myself. Yeah.
Over the course of 3 days, which I used to be like a pack a day smoker, so.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, I had some bad habits for a long time, and I had, so.
When did you start smoking? How old were you?
I had my first cigarette at 14.
Mm-hmm.
I started smoking regularly when I was 16.
Were you a pack a day at 16?
Oh, God, no. No, I'd say like...
You had to warm up. You had to earn that.
I had to get out of my parents' house to earn that pack.
Right.
So freshman year of college, from then on, I was about half a pack to a pack.
Oh my gosh. That's expensive too, I imagine. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you know you don't smoke, you buy the carton. Or they used to have deals where you'd get 3 packs for like $9, which is a steal.
Oh, of course. Right? Totally.
Terrible.
Steal of your life.
So, yeah.
Well, that's, in all honesty, like... That's how you could connect to make that personal to you.
Talk about smoking?
Or even just the line of, like we talk about the clarification line on the dinner, just clarification line of, you know, I used to smoke a pack a day, or I've been off cigarettes a year now or whatever, and I don't get when people say cigarettes gave me cancer. Mm-hmm. Just something, because when I see comedians perform, I'm always looking for, even if it's not funny, I'm looking for something that stands out to me, or like something that's interesting, and I'm like, oh, that's an interesting fact about them. Like if somebody mentions in passing, you know, they have like 2 siblings or whatever, I'm like, oh, interesting. Just something personal and revealing.
I remember you saying that in class when I did my first version of the Chick-fil-A cows joke,
mm-hmm.
and I mentioned that I grew up across the street from the cow pasture.
Yes, exactly.
Like, keep that.
Personal touches, because that's what people are going to remember. Mm-hmm. Beyond just like most comedians you see, you're like, oh, they were funny, but you don't remember anything they said. Like having that personal connection to it will help it resonate with them emotionally, as opposed to just, oh, Coy was really funny. I have no idea what he said, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I've had that where they're like, so-and-so was really funny. And they're like, what was your favorite joke? I was like, oh, man. Damn. I sat down for an hour watching that. I have no idea.
Dude, me and Hillary went home and remembered and talked about my side of the bed and her side of the bed.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I use that now.
Yeah.
I still use that.
Was that the first time last
here?
Week?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, last week?
Yeah, I think it was last week or the week before. I think it was last week.
It came out organically on stage here a couple weeks ago. Okay. It wasn't last
week.
That's
awesome. Though. That's a good piece.
But I now weave it in. Because it's just like a nice entrance into just
and your hair marriage. Usually got the one and the three.
And it's so, just, yeah.
So, yeah. It worked really well.
Yeah, that's when it just kind of came out that it was like, oh, interesting. And it works consistently.
Yeah.
So, even, I don't want to just harp on your cigarette thing, but that's something very interesting. I remember one time in here, I was talking about quitting cigarettes with people. And this one chick was in the audience. And she said she quit, and I was like, how bad was it? Because I think I was talking about like trying to quit sugar or something, and how it, like, sugar's a new tobacco, and then she was like, have you ever tried to quit cigarettes? And then she said something like, it was easy after a year. She's like, you just hate everything for a year, and then you're fine.
Yeah.
Was that your experience with quitting?
It was more like, I knew the day, because I quit multiple times before it actually stuck, at least to this point. And so I always know days 4 and 5 are the worst. Like, I don't want anything that's going to set me off in 4 and 5, because that's where I'm at my weakest. But usually once I get over that hump, I'm good, because I stay active and busy throughout the day.
So distracted.
Yeah, I stay distracted, exactly. Right. But then if I'm drinking, I don't know if you've seen me a couple of times, when I was here for this show, I had a little vaporizer that I could hit. So if I'm drinking, I need to have that. So
even if it's just like asphyxiation, oral asphyxiation.
Yeah, and that doesn't have nicotine in it. It's just like water vapor.
Oh, interesting.
So that's helpful that it's not even nicotine. It's just something that kind of helps me not think about what I'm drinking.
Gotcha.
And then over time, I just don't think about it at all. I lost that thing, and I've been good for about an half about it.
I did not know that about you. So that's an interesting fact that a lot of people could resonate with, just as far as trying to quit or being able to quit cigarettes.
But yeah, and I've gone like 6 months and then started back again for 3 months, and like I've done that like two years.
Was that like yo-yoing? Kind of they call it with dieting, like yo-yo dieting or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like good for a month and then you eat a month's worth of food in like a day. Like that deal. Because you used to be overweight too, right?
Yeah.
So this isn't stuff you wrote here, but those are the kind of personal things that whenever you feel comfortable or to go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are some very interesting.
If it makes people laugh, that's what it's about.
Very interesting topics. Because people enjoy that vulnerability and
a lot of people can relate to
candidness. Yeah. So that's just something to think about. You're a strong-willed man who's overcome a lot of adversity.
Something like that.
You white privilege. Looking at me, yeah, white privilege. This looks like white privilege right now. This looks like an NPR.
2 minutes in.
This is like Fox News right now, actually. This does not look like NPR.
Where's the birth certificate?
So let's dive into this one then. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to use the restroom real quick.
Oh, yeah, let it rip. Go ahead, friends. That way. That way. That way. What's up, Jolliverse? As you saw last week, I did a 1 hour writing session giveaway, and it's your boy.
Right here.
Coy Sutley.
Let's do it.
Writing away. See you at 8 o'clock.
What's up, Jolliverse? As you saw last week,
nice.
Is that how you feel after
writing session giveaway? Writing away.
Yeah, pretty much every time. Every time I get ready to post something, I'm just like, that's dumb. I just feel so dumb even just filming stuff.
You're doing good, man.
I go through phases with it where I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it this time. And then I'm like, this is so dumb. What does it matter? So I'm just trying to learn to be more strategic with stuff, you know. And really just thinking about why you're doing something as opposed to like just doing it for the sake.
Yeah.
Because even like the photography stuff, I really enjoy, but it's very time consuming. So it's almost like, well, why are you doing it? What?
To the editing, the time consuming point?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just like lighting it up and everything. Because I guess I'm not that great. Just.
I mean, it's learning any new skill. It's going to take you longer.
Yeah. So that's something that.
That's why are you doing it? What?
If you think about it, like, what is the ROI of this?
Speak at this for your moment? Networking if you're doing it for other comedians and not access to some time, I guess, or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
I don't want to tell you that because then you'll know you get nothing by sending me those awesome pictures of myself.
No, dude, as long as you post them, that's all I care about.
Oh, yeah.
As long as people like post and tag.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm now adding a story.
Photography Joe Byers. I used that one you took of me a while back for. Robert asked me to do the opener for a show.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that
would
be my,
nice.
That was my first paid gig. I'm super excited about that.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I sent him that one of the photos you took of me for a poster.
Did you already do it?
No, are you about to? June 5th.
Dude, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a big step. I'm so sorry. Now, look, I'm in the middle of a writing session. No, posting.
You're good.
Let's dive into this. Joel-verse. Jerk-verse. See, now I'm like, nice.
No, I like the behind the scenes. You know, I follow you.
I'm a fan of
the podcast. This is my behind the scenes experience.
On a droid, an S6.
Yeah.
They can't even get files.
You know, you get disappointed sometimes. It's okay.
Never meet your heroes. It's all behind the scenes with Joel.
Like, and he's got an Android? Who doesn't have an iPhone 7? Come on.
So let's dive into the Chick-fil-A thing.
There's a lot of you.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I gotta be honest. I think, gosh, yeah, this one's just come so far, just from the initial beginning. If we're gonna go beat by beat, well, overall in this joke, is there something specific that you had a question about or you wanted to address?
I had about 8 of these on my mind already. As I was typing it out, I added 3 just from the thought that would kind of develop from ideas I had in the past. It's kind of like we talked about in class. I need to kill some babies here.
Yeah.
I want to find what's like super funny. I want to hit it, like you said, from multiple angles. And I know some things hit, like 8 times out of 10, the DeKalb County cows, like that hits for me.
Nice. Okay.
I know last week I tried it for the first time, the local orgy, that hit for me.
Yeah, I remember that.
For some reason, and it's not even, do you think Zaxby's only makes money on Sundays before Chick-fil-A is closed? Like, that definitely hits for me 9 times out of 10. So I
on stage?
Yeah.
The Zaxby's thing? Okay, cool.
And you wouldn't think it because it's just a question. People, like, if I bring that out of nowhere, if I haven't talked about any of it before, that's like the start, I get laughs on that.
Okay.
So kind of figuring out, like, what's the best way to order it, whether this whole Dave Thomas thing is funny, because that was kind of off the top of my head.
Have you tried that yet?
I have not.
On stage?
I want to.
Okay. Yeah, because it went, I was wondering where you were going with it, and then when I was like, he just prostitutes his granddaughter out, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and I like that, and that makes me laugh a lot. And that makes me think, like, if I were to do all of this and take up some time on stage here, I'd be like, what? Call me the fast food comedian. Joel's going to have me back next week to do 10 minutes on Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just thinking about stuff like that, because, I mean, it's all Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, and a little bit of Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A is the king.
Oh, yeah.
So you could...
Georgia.
You could compare, yeah, even to other fast foods. I was thinking for some reason... Like, how it's a question, I thought it would be funnier as a statement.
Really?
Like, the only reason Zaxby's is open is because they're closed on Sunday. But you said it works,
yeah.
So...
It has so far. I haven't experienced, and I've done that on stage, not a lot, probably 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's gotten a laugh.
Okay, cool.
Which, I mean, honestly surprised me.
Well, yeah, if it works, then it works. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of how to adjust it. In discussing the order...
Mm-hmm.
What stuck out to me is the whole religious aspect and like the Truett Cathy wizardry.
Okay.
So that could almost be a place to start of just how much you love Chick-fil-A and how it's this magical place and it's its own religion. That's why it's closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
Did you say that line?
I said, why isn't Chick-fil-A its own religion? And I have a bad habit of starting a lot of things with questions.
Okay.
But so, it's Chick-fil-A. It could be its own religion. I mean, if they had a service, I'd go on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd definitely kiss the feet of a golden cow to get a free chicken biscuit.
Is the church the chicken built?
The church the chicken built. I love it.
Because the more, because you're leading the audience, you're directing them. So when you're asking them questions, it almost, I interviewed Rodney Perry, and he was talking about when he opened up for George Lopez, like back in the day a lot. Like George Lopez, he's like, stop asking so many questions. It's like, you tell the audience like what to think, what, like you tell them, don't ask them, and empower them in that way. It's like, you're on stage, you're the tribe leader, you tell them what's happening.
Makes sense.
So sometimes questions work, or like can be, but it can also take away from the thrust of the joke. If then you ask them a question, and then instead of them listening to you, now they're trying to answer the question in their head. I was like, yeah, I wonder what. And then now they're not listening to you anymore.
Yeah.
So it can distract the momentum of the joke.
That makes sense.
But I think that could be, if we're going to talk about the premise of the joke, the premise could be that like Chick-fil-A is its own religion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're closed on Sundays, Truett Cathy, and the, like the, oh, Grand Wizard. That's a KKK thing, right? Grand Wizard. Okay, we won't go there.
No, John,
we're not going to go there. Because a word I thought of, just as we're jumping around here, where did it go? The Wizard, that's how I found. Oh, when it says, that's something funny going on, or there's something funny going on, I thought there's some sorcery going on.
Oh.
To tie into the wizard.
Sorcery,
yeah.
That's sourcery, but we take that U right out of there.
Yeah, word choice is amazing. Mm-hmm. How powerful it can be. Which is great when you have a joke you know works. That's how you start to punch it up more. Is like, okay.
Their laughter rolls because they're like, ha 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 ha. Instead of like,
and it crescendos. So I think, yeah, if we start out with that it's its own religion, and then it could play in. I think the religion thing, and then maybe go into the Truett Cathy, and then. What's no longer meant to? In that little paragraph there, that no one would admit to not liking it, I was thinking, even vegans make an exception or something. It's like that, I don't know, I was just thinking of...
Even vegans eat Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Even vegans eat it, or even vegans. Because I liked the juxtaposition of having vegans in a Chick-fil-A bit. That's the only way I could think to shoehorn it in is... yeah, like even vegans eat it. They're like, no, it's my cheat day. Or, because it may be, like even vegans eat it, and then there's gotta be some reason, because vegans don't eat animal products. But like, but they're not chickens. They're gods, or or they're angels.
Yeah.
You know, to play on the religious theme. So that's the cool thing about once you figure out the premise of the joke, then you can start to find new tags to it. Because you're like, oh, this is about religion. Okay, so the more I references I can make to religion in this joke, the funnier it'll be. Kind of like the restaurant joke of it's about them having hipster words for normal things. So yeah. It's like, oh, the more examples of that I can think of, the funnier it'll be because it all hits on that premise.
Yeah.
So, and then I liked, maybe it's like even vegans, but then it could tie into like, but my black friend, as if you have one black friend.
Yeah.
Did he really say he didn't like Chick-fil-A? Or did you just make
that
up?
Guy I used to work with, and he said, nah, it's sweet chicken. I said, white people chicken.
That's sweet chicken. What does he eat then? If he doesn't eat Chick-fil-A, then what does he eat?
He eats that sour chicken. that's salty chicken.
That's sweet chicken. Because I like that line, but...
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. That was just like a line I thought of.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I just thought the audience may think, well, if he doesn't eat Chick-fil-A, then what does he eat? Which is probably something worse.
I want a bucket of salted drumsticks.
Yeah, or a bucket of... my chicken comes in buckets or something. Man, that's sweet chicken. They don't even have buckets.
I know. My chicken comes in buckets, not no cardboard box.
The waffle fries, and that's sweet. That line, that's sweet. Have you said that on stage?
No.
Because that line may get a lap on its own. That's sweet chicken.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so if we start Chick-fil-A, the religious, like the stuff you have about the religious, then Truett Cathy.
But to lead into the religion, like to say it could be, it's so great it could be its own religion. Could I open up with the, do you think Zaxby's only makes money because it's closed on Sundays? Or open up with something like, ah, Chick-fil-A, the pride of Georgia. Well, not the gay pride of Georgia, but the pride of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I love Chick-fil-A. It should be its own religion. Mm-hmm. And just get into it that way.
Okay.
So,
just start off like that. Just...
Yeah. Does the gay pride line, have you tried that before? No, you haven't tried that yet?
I thought of that when I was writing this out. I'd written that down before, the pride of Georgia. But then I was trying to think of something. I was trying to think, how is Chick-fil-A, not popular? What's another angle to take on it? I remember they had that issue with,
right,
that came out against gays and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. With stand-up, it's like, you gotta say it to see the reaction at the end of the day. That's really the true judgment of it. But, even just to get to the joke as quick as possible, if the premise is that it's religious, then it's like, just how can I get that out as quick as possible?
Yeah.
So, that may be...
The church, the chicken, though?
It's the church, the chicken... Oh, that could be the line.
Yeah.
Like Chick-fil-A, the church the chicken built. That sums up that entire premise.
Yeah.
Of like, instead of being like, oh, it should have its own religion and church, it's like the church the chicken built. That says all of that in that one line. Yeah. I like that. That could be...
Because then hopefully they'd be open on Sundays.
Yeah.
For service, maybe we'd get a Chick-fil-A biscuit with the offering plate.
Because that's... Maybe the line, it's the church that chicken built is, because then they would be open on Sundays, and that would put Zaxby's out of business.
No, put Zaxby's out of business, because they only make money on Sundays.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is closed.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Do you get my reference here? The golden, I don't know why, but I'd kiss the feet of a golden billboard cow to get a Chick-fil-A biscuit on Sundays. Have you ever seen it? It's an odd reference because...
They make the billboards?
Yeah, but I'd kiss the feet of a golden cow is my original without the billboard, but it was because in Genesis, when people revolted against Moses, they built golden shrines and worshiped golden shrines of cows and shit like that. And they worshiped them then. But if that's a reference, then no one's going to get, because I thought that was hilarious.
No, I love it.
And my girlfriend was like...
I like those kind of jokes because it's like the people that get it appreciate it. And you could also come up with a tag. Even if that's the kind of joke that if it gets a laugh, you go with it. If it doesn't get a laugh, you have almost like a tag to make fun of, like that. You could clarify that
was the joke. Genesis.
Yeah. And then move on from there. I like those kind of, you just drop those in there. Like if you get it, you get it. Because I didn't know that reference, because I'm a savage sinner. That's funny.
Would you say that Zaxby's wouldn't they'd be open on Sundays, and that Zaxby's would lose money?
Zaxby's would just shut down, yeah. That would be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sundays, and Zaxby's.
Because you know they only make money. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could call their Zax sauce something. Like, is there another religious reference?
Instead of holy water, it's called Zax sauce.
But it's like, it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
Like, their Zax sauce. I was thinking it was like devil something. Devil batter. Devil sauce.
Chick-fil-A church service, they're like baptizing babies with Chick-fil-A sauce. Mm. Like, no, that's not, no one wants. They're baptizing children with Polynesian sauce.
The Polynesian
sauce.
Oh my gosh.
I baptize thee in the name of the Cathy and the Polynesian.
You and your Zach sauce can go to hell.
That's what it tastes like. Or that's what my stomach feels like after Zaxby's.
This is a great line if someone says they don't like Chick-fil-A.
So or you don't like sunshine.
Yeah,
either.
I bet you don't like sunshine either. You
know? I like
that's
that.
That's just a good laugh. But it's like, if no one answers, remember, I was like, oh, we love me. Like, of course nobody's going to say they don't like Chick-fil-A. Because it's fucking Georgia. Because if you did, there'd be a mob here. There would be a riot. I'm just trying to think of a better way to turn that around.
To even tie that in to like what you already said?
If somebody doesn't say they just like Chick-fil-A, where's a punchline? Just trying to have that tool.
Oh, yeah, like the reaction?
Yeah.
Maybe the line is seriously like, if everybody likes it, of course you do. Even vegans like Chick-fil-A. Or even vegans eat Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty, yeah. That's
and that's quick, too. Yeah.
It's my cheat day. Like I said.
That's
my cheat day. What do you think about this line?
Service is so good. This ain't my pleasure. More than another. Yeah. Oh, I remember I typed something next to that. More than a dollar. Hilarious. It's like my entire excuse. You know, I had all of this written out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, my bad, bro. You know.
No, I actually like fell asleep during the last half of the movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a clever line. Because the service, my pleasure. But how can it tie?
I'd really want to tie in my pleasure. I have this long bit written out in my joke notebook that I have never used because I don't love it. It's like, the service is so great at Chick-fil-A. They're out there with they're on the front lines with their iPads, even like rain, sleet, snow, like, my pleasure! Like, there's a hurricane and they're like trying to hand you your condiments.
It could be the rapture. Nobody in there yet.
No, the rapture, no one's going to be at Chick-fil-A.
That's a good point.
This is the only restaurant that everyone would just disappear, and that's going to go in the church park.
That's a good point.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Like, they better start their own religion, because if there's a rapture, Chick-fil-A is going to be the first store to shut down.
And Zaxby's will flourish.
And Zaxby's will flourish through the 7 years of hell. Come on, real religious.
Maybe if you did do the Black Friend line, maybe he likes Zaxby's instead of Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I was trying to think of a way to tie that in. Yeah, I think we definitely found the premise of this. The church the chicken built. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That'll be the name of it.
Fills in, yeah.
Did you like the Truett Cathy?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So you think I can kind of end it off with something with that? Like if I'm starting in the religion, I'm kind of moving into my Truett Cathy stuff, and then I go. I didn't mean to say Truett Cathy, just then I meant to say the Dave Thomas end.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can go from religion to Truett Cathy to.
To then the Dave Thomas?
Yeah,
I like that. I couldn't think of another fast food if there was another one. But I like Wendy's, he's like propping up his granddaughter. He's using her as a prop.
That's what I went straight to.
Propaganda, yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. But any other one that uses like a mask
you know Ronald McDonald's been dead for years.
Oh, Ronald McDonald, the creepy clown. Yeah, the Ronald McDonald house. I was just thinking the special needs kids. Anyway. You know, your brain.
No, Ronald McDonald's been dead for years. Now his children live in his house.
This is a creepy clown. That's a good mascot.
In college, I lived behind Ronald McDonald's house.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had like a duplex. It was directly behind Ronald McDonald's house.
How was that?
It was cool. But you know, it's like where the families for the kids, cool. who have can- they can- kids who have cancer, that's where their families live while they're getting treated.
Oh, okay.
That's the Ronald McDonald house does for free. So it lifts them up. So that's apparently nice. Someone's older brother was staying at Ronald McDonald house, and he was smoking a bunch of pot on their back porch. And I was on my front porch doing the same thing, and I was like, oh, what's up, man? I'm out of this random dude.
Oh, did you guys link up?
Yeah, we hung out from under smoke for a moment. He was nervous as well. I was like, it's okay. I'm in here.
Yeah, I think the religion of the Truett to then the Dave Thomas. I think that's legit. Yeah. I think that was good. We found a lot of good directions.
Yeah, I'll hear that.
And punchlines, but really just
organize some of this.
Boiling down the joke, you know?
Right out last.
So like it's premise. Yeah, man. Nice work.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Wow. Yeah. Set up for the
show. For the show.
Because
we could do it talk show style.
With the high demand, yeah.
It's a nice sit-down comedy.
There you go, Hot Breathiverse. That's a winner, if you ask me. Coy is a local open micer here in Atlanta, and it's been cool to see him grow and really committing to the craft. And it's been cool to connect with you all and your commitment to the craft. I've been hearing from so many of you. I'm not even kidding. Like, people have been reaching out with questions. They've been reaching out with, like, hey, I was in New Orleans, and someone knew about Hot Breath. Or people up in Toronto have been reaching out. And the UK, I mean, it's just... the network has been growing. The network is working. And I feel like the content is there, but I feel like our overall aesthetic needs work now. You know, the packaging of it. So what I'm doing is rebranding Hot Breath. So I created a survey on the Hot Breath Comedy Network Facebook group. If you're not a member, just search it in Facebook. You'll find it. Just ask to join and we'll let you in and join us. We've been talking about writing, and I also posted a survey on there. It's a 5-question survey. I'll also link it in the show notes for convenience. But it's just 5 questions to help us with the rebranding process and finding our identity and the overall feel of Hot Breath. You know, I like the content we're rolling out, but now it's about, you know, rolling out the aesthetic piece of it, you know, because we're building the website and we're not reaching for the middle here in 2019. So with your help and your feedback on that survey, it's going to help us to find our brand. And of course, if you're a graphic designer or that's part of your expertise or whatnot, please shoot me a message. I am open to any insight, any feedback you are willing or feel inspired to share. Hey, because we all have our strengths and weaknesses. This is not one of my strengths, so I am open ears. So that being said, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you found this helpful. And just keep grinding out there, Hot Breathiverse. And if you haven't heard this week's episode with Alton Walker, this is the one you need to hear for 2019 to get booked ASAP. I'm not even exaggerating with... he tells you everything to do. You just have to do it. So get out there and do it. And I'll see you on the next Hot Breath episode. Peace. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.